Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field getting ready for the home opener, Monday Night Football. We are right out front,
right in front of the stadium. They still call this Head House Plaza. They call it Pepsi Plaza.
They changed it. It's right there, right in front. I did it right. See, it's right there. It's right there. A lot going on tonight. Nick Foles night. Nick Foles will be on with the pregame show at 7:20. Jason Kelce's here, obviously.
He is.
Already in the parking lots.
Jason has multiple roles today. He's actually working.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to join Aikman and Buck in the booth.
Third quarter.
So that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Real quick, some Eagles news. Paris Campbell officially elevated for the game tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. EJ Jenkins, also your boy, also
tight end,
elevated for the game tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So we do have another team playing sports right now in Philadelphia, doing pretty good. Let's talk about them.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
He starts off by saying, I was mocked relentlessly. They're the 2023 Eagles.
Nobody,
they're cooked. They're dead.
Nobody
they
mocked
stink.
You relentlessly.
There you go.
Do anything.
You get him, Jack. Get him.
All they've done is beat up on good teams for the last six series. With a Marlins split in there. All right?
You said they were cooked.
That was a
two
bit.
Weeks ago.
That was a bit.
It was not a bit. I saw it in your face.
I was dead.
Okay.
Inside.
All right. Just want to make sure. It's not a bit.
I'm looking across. I see beautiful CVP, and I'm starting to dream of Red October.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to be – Spike, you are going to hate me.
Oh, yeah. This is the worst of you.
For a month, all thirst, all the time. Yeah. Red October is almost here, baby.
Going to have to mute you in real life.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Bryce Harper, your boy, two home runs on Saturday.
Oh, man.
The big dog.
He's back.
How you feeling? How you feeling?
Well, this isn't me.
Yeah, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
I'm glad he hit two home runs. It only took him a month.
Yeah, well, he was hurt.
Oh, now he's not hurt?
Might not be.
Okay.
He might not be. I got two movements I want to throw out there. Two movements.
Oh, yeah? What kind of movements you want to throw out there? Be careful, buddy.
Well, Bryce had two movements. Bryce had two home runs.
You had two movements?
Yep.
Yeah.
Two movements I want to propose.
Yeah.
The first, can Chris Sanchez start game two at home and get Knowles on the road? Come on, man. Is the ERA's under two at home?
So.
I think I'm on board with this.
Whoa. That's big.
It doesn't matter where Noble starts. Like, I feel the same whether he's home or on the road, but there's something about Chris Sanchez at home.
I agree.
So here's the real question. I agree. I'm with you. Chris Sanchez, game two starter. And I actually
it's not even really anti-Nola, frankly.
No, I don't think it's anti-Nola. And I think having watched Chris Sanchez all year and where he is, actually, Chris Sanchez is a really good pitcher. I think he is a can be a legit number two, actually. Truly legit.
I agree.
The question I have for you is, it doesn't feel to me like Rob Thompson is the kind of manager who will bump Nola back to three in the playoffs.
I agree.
You can ask him. I mean, Rob could ask Nola.
I just think he starts Nola in game two. I really believe that. Now, they'll likely, cross fingers, they'll likely get a bye so they can set up their rotation. Mm-hmm. If they had a play in the first round, who knows? Because who knows, you know, where they are from a rotation standpoint. I just think the way that Topper is, the way that he's been go with his guys,
yep,
as long as Aaron Nola's been here, as dependable, you know, for lack of a better word, as he's been. I just don't think he would start Chris Sanchez game two, but I agree with you that I think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. Like, I think Rob Thompson is going to start Nola, but, like, you do look at the numbers, 2.05 at home, 5.13 on the road. Like, it's
so there's no way Nola can view this as just team strategy versus looking at it like he's somehow being viewed as less than? Like, come on, Knowles, you're a team guy. Like,
I don't think it's a Knowles issue. I just think it's a Rob Thompson wouldn't do it issue.
Why wouldn't he do it?
Because I think if they were in a dire position where they needed – if they were in a position where they needed the best starter possible, I think he would make the decision in that situation. But lining up your rotation for a series, I just think he goes chalk. He feels like a chalk guy to me.
He's a chalksman.
He's a chalksman.
But then everybody will rip him if Nola loses game two and Sanchez loses game three.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
It's ballsy. I mean, it's a real decision, though. Yeah. The second movement I wanna throw out there.
I can't believe you chose movement for this.
Well, it's a movement.
Yeah,
it's a show move, statement. Whatever.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I want them to get the 2 seed over the 1 seed.
Oh, that's loser talk.
It's not loser talk. It's not loser.
Now you're
talk.
Being a loser.
No, because if you
but
get,
I was told
if you get the 2,
they be good teams. You're scared of a team.
If you get the 2 seed,
yeah,
you get the winner of Brewers or Mets/Braves, as it sits right now. Those teams could chase down the Padres or chase down the D-backs. I would just nice, good touch.
I wish you could see what just happened wherever you are.
I just slammed all
somebody
those.
Somebody can see it. The camera's
yeah.
on.
Oh yeah,
oh, that's good. Right on time. Right on time with Tucker.
Yeah.
Over getting the 1 seed and having to face the Padres or Diamondbacks in the second round.
Stop it. Stop
I,
it.
I would rather have the
stop
what
it.
I believe is the easier path.
I would rather have home field against the Dodgers.
I'd give up home field for it.
That's insane.
That's silly. Why would you do that?
You can't say.
You want to start the series in L.A.?
Sure.
You have three
games at home.
You can't say you have the best home field advantage in sports and then willingly give up that home field advantage to get when you're facing perhaps the most talented team in baseball. You would rather have the first 2 games in Los Angeles?
Well, by the way, the Dodgers could easily lose before
So could the Phillies. But we're talking about the situation.
But that's why I'm choosing this path. I think this path is better for them to make it to the World Series.
It's loserville.
It's not
loserville. Be the 1 seed.
No.
Don't worry who you're playing.
No, yes. See, that's just false bravado.
Right. Well, it's false bravado. You lost to the Diamondbacks last year when you would have chosen want to play the Diamondbacks.
Okay, and they had home field advantage then, too, and they lost.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Well, I know one team I don't want to play. That's the damn Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I know, which is why I don't want to face them in the NLDS.
Last week you said you didn't want to face the Mets.
I don't want to face almost any team, but I was...
I'm sorry, the White Sox aren't in the playoffs over here.
Listen. I know, but I would take the Brewers/Mets and Braves over Padres Diamondbacks. I just would.
All right.
We're going to get the Brewers, and then we're going down 4-2.
We're not losing to Reese.
Oh. This guy puts so much stuff out there that he'll regret one day.
One day. One day. Interesting stat for the bye week people. Or the bye. 1-5 in off day, after an off day in the second half.
The Phillies.
In games after an off day.
The Phillies are 1-5 after an off day?
Yeah. Happened again Friday night, didn't show up. There's been a lot of the random not showing up kind of games by them after an off day. So something to kind of worry about when they get one of the 1 or 2 seeds. You don't like that one, Spike?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Well, they would have an off day. Well, hold on.
They would not?
Yes. Even if they didn't get a 1 or 2 seed, they would certainly have a day off in between the last game of the season. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Before you finish the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, Ike has something to tell you. I was just looking at the time.
And everything.
Sorry.
Well, you did throw them. You knocked the glasses.
Yeah, you're trying to get rid of your glasses. We will finish up the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in less than a minute.
Hey, guys, can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Football. Yeah, I can. Bowles is in the house.
Shut up. Football season has arrived. And my friends over at Elite Acura are kicking it off right with their greatest offers of the year during the Elite Kickoff of Savings. Nope, that's the Elite Kickoff to Savings at Elite Acura. Now, they're rolling past the end zone with... Come on, man. With unbelievable savings on their all-pro lineup of over 200 new Acuras. And right now, for you special WIP listeners, they're offering some fantastic fall offers, like a new 2024 Acura ZDX. That's right, I said a ZDX. You can lease for $319 a month. You can also lease a new ZDX for just, they just gave me the same line again. That's right, you can lease it for $319 a month. Plus, they're throwing in $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Or you can lease a new Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade during the Elite Kickoff to Savings and tell them Mike sent you. Or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Go ahead.
Final thing in the Jackie Baseball report.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Phil's Brewers tonight. Well, that's, you know, for later. No one's going to be watching.
Well, but it is. It's a this series, big series.
Well, Magic number is 5. Magic number is 10 for a guaranteed buy. So.
So Magic number is 5 for the division.
To win the division.
Yeah.
And Magic number is 10 to get a 1 or 2 seed.
Yes.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
To guarantee yourself of that. The final thing in here is that, according to Bob Nightingale, the Phillies are one of 5 teams that are going to be in on the bidding for one Juan Soto. They've been linked to him a lot.
Now, obviously,
come on, Spike, talk it up.
Now, obviously, I want the Phillies to win the World Series, and if the Phillies win the World Series, this whole Juan Soto stuff, it will, I'll be, you know, it will fall on deaf ears because we'll be celebrating for 6 months.
Well, we should still get him.
But it, yeah, but if they. Here's my thing with Soto. And did he name? I didn't read the report. So I assume the teams are the Yankees, the Mets,
Dodgers,
the Phillies. Are the Dodgers?
I just throw the Dodgers and everything.
I would. what are the Jack? Do you have the other teams?
Hey, I don't think he laid out the other teams. I think he just one of. Well, I'll look at it.
Okay. Later. Anyway, so here's my thing with Soto and why the Phillies should go after Juan Soto and should go after him hard. And if they have to make a hard decision about a player who is currently on the team, who is considered one of their better players, they should make that hard decision and opt for Soto over literally almost any player in baseball. I mean, Juan Soto is one of the 4 best players in baseball. Here are the 2 things that I think are most important about Soto, aside from him being an amazing player. The first thing is he's 26 years old. So when we're talking about the future of the Phillies, their core, almost every player is older than 30 years old. You know, Bryce Harper is 31 and sort of, I won't say falling apart, but physically is not what he was. And the next 5 years are probably not going to be any easier. JT Realmuto only has 1 year left on his deal, is over 30. Castellanos over 30. Schwarber over 30. So not only are you adding one of the best players in baseball, but you are saying for the next 8 years or 10 years, you have a guy who is going to be in his prime. He is a young player. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that while this is an incredibly talented roster and a good roster right now, the age of the best players, I think, is putting them in position, specifically Bryce Harper, to where the best player on the team, it may not be bad to hedge your bet and have somebody else who is the best player on the team. And that isn't to say that you can't have 2 great players. What I'm saying is that if you want a player who is considered just one of the best players in baseball to lead the team, I don't think if Bryce falls off physically and maybe becomes a 125-game-a-year player, which I think you should do, and it becomes a lot easier if you have a guy like Soto on the team to lean on, I don't think Trey Turner is that player, right? So, you know, this is going to be an expensive contract, but it will be one of those contracts that I think is worth every penny, and probably in 3 years looks like an underpay. And if they want to be considered one of the big boys in baseball, going up against the Yankees, going up against the Dodgers, going up against the Mets for a player like this is important. I don't think they should do it just as a, you know, to show that they did it. I think they should seriously consider. They're going to have to be the top bidder. He ain't going. He's not coming here unless you pay him more than everybody else does.
Well, Kevin Long does help. I'll say that. Kevin Long's the hitting coach. They're really close during the time in Washington. He flew out to see him in the playoffs a couple years ago.
Wasn't he teammates with Trey?
Well, he's teammates with Trey. Not with Bryce.
Not with Bryce.
Yeah, but, in Washington.
But Bryce also kind of took – they were together at the Waste Management Open a couple years ago. Like,
yeah.
Seems pretty close to those guys. By the way, Spike, real quick, the teams.
Yep.
Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Giants, Phillies.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about the Blue Jays. And here's
they offered a really high contract to Shohei last year.
I know, but
yeah, nobody's going to Toronto.
Well, it's a money problem.
Yeah,
from a tax problem, yeah. And a like there's that yeah. issue. I just would be shocked.
Yeah,
if went
I'm
to
with
Canada.
You. Yeah, nobody goes to Toronto.
And honestly, the Phillies have an advantage over California in that way too, from the Giants, just because of how much money you're getting after like state tax. California is huge. So they
I think it's us and the Yankees.
I think the Mets.
The Mets. Yeah.
You know, but you're gonna have to blow him away from a contract standpoint to get him away from the Yankees. I believe. So I think they really should. I think they should. This should be a serious thing for the Phillies.
Yeah, they'll be in on it. Then he has to choose us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I make the decision hard on him.
Yeah.
You know. I think.
Well, where would you go? How high would you go?
Well, it's not my money. So
$700 million? Like,
sure.
I don't know.
I mean,
didn't he turn down $500 million?
Might have been a lot of deferred money. I don't think it was like a guaranteed.
Well, deferred is still guaranteed.
It's still guaranteed, but it wasn't like all up front.
Yeah.
I don't think, let's put it this way, from the deferred standpoint, I don't think you're getting a break like the Dodgers got with Ohtani. I don't think you can play those games. But at 26 years old, he's going to want 12 or 13 years, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And he's going to want $50 to $60 million a year. And and by the way, not one whisper out of New York about that guy being selfish, about being a bad teammate, none of that stuff. He's showy, but that's what we want. We want stars here, right?
Yeah. I mean, that
guy is a superstar.
Yeah.
I just, as great as this team is, and it's a great team, signing Bryce Harper was a big boy move. Signing Trey Turner is a big boy move. Signing Juan Soto is a big boy move.
Would Bryce be on board with that?
Yes.
Oh,
I think so.
God, he better.
He would be.
All right.
He would be.
Do you think he would be if
without getting his extension, huh?
That would be disappointing if it turns into an extension conversation.
I'm just saying. He has to be okay with this because now you're potentially talking about a guy who's going to become
double
the base.
His salary.
Yes,
yeah.
Double his salary and better. He's a better player.
Well, all I know.
He can't become the face of the franchise while Bryce is still Bryce.
All I know is that it. Aaron Judge doesn't have a problem with it.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge doesn't have a problem with it.
We're here to win championships.
So, yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
I'm so excited.
It would be something.
Most of these guys on this team came here via Bryce and his encouragement to come.
Yep. It makes me think of that friggin' series here where we got embarrassed and our fans got punked by Yankees fans.
Oh.
I'm serious.
What have the Yankees done since?
No. They're the best record in the American League.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about the size of their quads, man. You see the size of the quads.
No, here's what I'm thinking about, Jack.
Soto.
Jack, as you put the best fans in baseball on your back,
Thank you. That
one of the sells about this place is how good that place is. And it wasn't the best foot forward at the time. If what you're trying to do is romance him, if half the crowd was from the other team, that's all. You can admit that it was a bad look, Jack.
Okay, you can also admit that Yankee Stadium is a dog crap atmosphere.
It's not a dog crap atmosphere.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there?
It's a morgue.
Have you been? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
I've seen on TV.
All right. It's not a morgue.
It does not have the same feel as old Yankee Stadium. It's not some unbelievable home.
No, it doesn't. But what I'm saying is that you need every advantage you can get. And if one of the sells about Citizens Bank Park is they're the best fans in baseball, it's not a great sell to have half the park be Yankees fans. Okay. That's it. I don't think it is. And ultimately, he's going to go to wherever they pay him the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, at the end of the day, I think that little advantage, if he's going to be here one time during the year, that it doesn't look great that the stadium was full of the other team's fans.
Okay.
Don't take it as a personal affront. It's not personal. I know you take it personally, mm-hmm. but it's not personal.
Okay.
Maybe everybody shouldn't have sold their tickets, Kenny from the Dirty 30. I'm glad everyone was able to make a profit.
He should
weekend.
Take the Dirty 30 off his name.
Yes, he should. He wasn't even there.
We'll start treating him like the morning show does.
Yeah. Jack got mad at me.
Yes. Yeah, don't. Yeah. I felt the heat all the way over here on my neck.
I know. He won't even look at me. Won't even look at me. It's a WIP Afternoon Show. We are at Pepsi Plaza, is what they call it, here at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll take you all the way up to 6 o'clock for the Eagles pregame show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.